The thief. Why didn't you tell her that you are investigators? Carol asks when they walk across the parking area. They head towards a group of small cabins. I prefer not to tell everybody, Justice explains. It's much easier for us to investigate when people underestimate us and think that we are just three schoolboys. Yes, Bob adds. People mustn't know that we are investigators. Carol opens the door. The boys read a sign that says, Press Office. They enter a small room with a table, a small kitchen, and a couple of chairs. Would you like hot coffee? Carol asks. The boys nod. Carol looks for four clean mugs. I really hate it that nobody believes my sabotage theory. Have you talked to the police, Carol? Justice asks. He takes off his scarf and his coat. Yes, of course. Carol puts some sugar in the mugs. They launched a short investigation, but they found nothing. The sheriff says that he has more important things to do. She looks angry. I know why. The police don't want to investigate this case because there is a much bigger case for them. Something even bigger than sabotage? Justice says with an interested voice. Somebody broke into the local museum, Carol tells him. Did he steal something? Peter asks. He takes a sip of coffee. It tastes terrible. Peter nearly spits it back into the mug. Yes, Carol answers. She pauses and looks at the boys. The thief stole a real treasure. A whole bucket full of gold. What? The boys are surprised. A bucket full of gold? Real gold? Yes, real gold. And other valuable things, Carol says. There is an exhibition on the gold rush at the museum. They show old pictures of gold mines, the equipment of gold diggers, and also some real nuggets. I read about that in the local paper, Bob Andrews tells his friends. The article says that the museum is very proud to show a bag that belonged to Jack London. Jack London? The famous writer? Justice asks. He runs his fingers through his black hair. Yes, a rich collector from New York lent it to the museum.